Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. I am your DM, Ryan, joined by my chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing DeLuga.
Let's get right into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, the boys made their final preparations before embarking on their journey to the surface. Glebnor sent Gork the Shadow on a top-secret mission to kidnap a dragonborn. DeLuga anointed Frick against his will, and Theo bid his new followers farewell as the Chaos crew began their journey into the Underdark. With Bouncicles leading the way, the gang were able to avoid a particularly annoying Roper and made camp in a subterranean cavern. After a Minotaur dice game got a bit too heated, everyone went searching for some herbs to make a sleepy time tea. Things went south when Theo was bitten by a crypt spider and dragged deeper into the Underdark towards its web. Rushing after Bluebly, the rest of the gang finally caught up to the eight-legged monstrosity as it was descending a lattice of webs toward its lair. Leaping after him, they were able to destroy the giant spider, but not before taking some bumps tumbling down the crevasse. Now we find our heroes at the base of an arachnid lair, desperately in need of a rest, but surrounded by danger. Boys, what would you like to do? It's pretty spooky down here.
Daddy!
Yeah?
Did you tame the spiders?
I made like four friends.
Nice.
Wait, what? No, we don't need more spiders.
No, we're recruiting them for the army.
This just... Oh. All right, you handle that. I'm out of this.
I was really handling it.
An arachnid cavalry. That could be pretty interesting.
Also horrifying for our enemies.
And me.
Well, you don't have to look at them.
Good. I like that.
You'll be leading the charge.
Away from the spiders.
I was going to say, Bleebly, you'll be facing away from them, so you won't even recognize it when there's just eight-legged monsters at your back. You won't even know.
All right, let's not call them monsters.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's true. Some of them could be friendly.
No, you were right on the monsters.
Probably not that one.
He points at the corpse of the spider that had fallen down the crevasse with
well,
you.
Well, we didn't get a chance.
He didn't give me a choice, you know.
He didn't give you the choice.
You know, he decided that I was going with him. That was quite rude. He didn't ask.
Yeah, kidnapping's bad.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's Kuotoa law.
Yeah, unless it falls under Kuotoa law.
That's like we're kidnapping because they kidnapped. So
yeah,
it's like
Kuotoa law.
Yeah,
law of equivalent exchange.
Mm, yes, a hostage for a hostage, much like an eye for an eye.
Exactly.
Yes. This guy gets it.
These spiders are native to the Underdark. They're probably just very hungry, but they are incredibly dangerous. It takes generations, typically, to tame a spider, so I don't know if we'll be able to really sway too many of these beasts from eating us, but we can try.
Well, those four youngins seem to like it.
Oh, yeah, the smaller ones would be the best ones. Anything, you know, we'll say bigger than your fist is going to probably be a bit tougher.
Well, I'll see about that.
Yeah, we'll see.
The corpse fell down with us?
Yeah, there's a big dead spider. Its legs have already curled in.
You know how they do? It theoretically has a big hole in its head.
Sure does.
How big is the hole?
About Bleebly bullet sized.
How big is a Bleebly bullet? Bullet size?
Yeah. Like in a normal Glock.
What caliber are we talking?
Normal
Nine?
Glock bullet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Son, were you thinking about slorping on in there and just puppeting this corpse?
Maybe.
Oh, gross, Glebnor. You're going to go all inside of extremities and move it about?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
It's kind of gross. It's real dirty in there.
No, hold on. I like it. Where are you going with it?
It's a Clydesdale size.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
If I inhabit the spider...
Uh-huh.
And I theoretically can climb back up this tunnel, easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Ride me, family!
That's a lot of weight.
I'm a strong boy.
You probably still have to make at least two trips.
Yeah, because
Bouncicles is a hefty
boy.
Yeah,
he's a big boy.
Sorry, gang, I'm pretty heavy. If I'm gonna be,
no, we love that about you.
I don't know how would do climbing this. He looks up, and you guys are like hundreds of feet down in this crevice. Without that feather fall spell, you guys would have been in real trouble coming down this way. And again, you kind of like pull on the ropes, like ropes, I call them. It's webs. you kind of just give me like an insight check on them.
Nat 20.
Okay. With a nat 20, I'll tell you, you're too fucking heavy to climb everyone up these fucking webs. How about that?
What if I push on the thorax? I can make new webs.
Oh, like in its gland or something?
Yeah, I'll gently massage its gland.
Oh, don't massage the gland, Glamnor. I think
you're being real freaky right now.
Sorry.
No, I kind of dig it. We can massage the gland.
Yeah.
Things have glands, guys. All right, let's be adults.
And I'll start shooting ropes.
Okay. Theo, please, you are the god. Please tell him that we're not going to massage a gland and shoot
gentle
ropes.
Massage, shoot ropes.
What is your fucking problem?
Son?
I'm trying to get out of this hole. Sorry for being the only one with ideas.
I mean, the better use of the gland would be for me to figure out how to use a gun so I can shoot all the rope.
Spider rope gland.
All right, let's carve out that gland, I guess.
Yep, carving the gland.
You guys trying to fucking invent web shooters in my game?
Yep. I'm going to go carve out that gland.
Guys, don't forget, harvest all the glands.
Okay. Let me get...
Well, hold on. Let's just harvest the one for now.
Well, yeah.
And if we befriend them, then they just make the web for us for free.
One of you can make a survival or sleight of hand check to carve out a gland.
What is your sleight of hand?
Yeah, plus 9.
I'm going to give you guidance.
13?
You hack at this spidery corpse. You find the weird pod in its abdomen where it comes from, but there's no way to use it in a mechanical sense.
Yet. Daddy, open the bag.
We aren't putting this in the bag. Let me put it in my pocket. The bag's reserved for tacos and taco accessories.
And cobbler.
And cobbler.
And sometimes Reggie.
And occasionally Reggie.
Just if I need to be transported. He looks up at Bouncer, please. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so now we have a gland intact.
It is an intact gland with a 13. It's a round, fleshy, pod-like object.
How long will it keep?
I mean, I guess that's really for you to find out.
Well, I would like to... I mean, once we get out of this sticky situation, I would like to find some kind of formaldehyde, something to keep it fresh.
All right, I'll see if I can find it. I
guess where are we finding formaldehyde?
Just whatever. I don't know.
Just
what keeps things
wild
fresh.
Formaldehyde?
Is there a honey or some shit we can jam it into, like a severed toe?
I mean, maybe we could get like a funeral home in Brandini. Maybe we have some kind of...
Okay,
we'll put it on the map. All right.
Once we get up into Yeageron, maybe they've been doing some wild shit with organics.
That's literally what I was thinking of waiting for Yeageron.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to keep.
All right.
We're going to have fucking Spider Theo. Da, 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 da. Thwip, thwip, thwip. It's going to be sick.
Keep our eyes peeled for some embalming fluid of some kind.
I was thinking about that, then. Let me take some of its little mandible claws.
Yeah, sure.
Little teeth.
Yeah.
Get those incisors, Daddy.
Now, let me get like a survival check. Or you can just sleight of hand, either one.
I got a nat 20 sleight of hand.
Hey, I rolled an 18 with guidance.
So you guys both get on either side and rip these big pincers out clean.
All right, I'll keep these ones.
I will say these will act as plus one daggers if you would like to use them as such.
Sick. Well, I can't use these. These are yours.
Sick. Double daggers. I'm going to give one to Theo, who had just mentioned needing a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks, Glenn.
Theo, you look at it. Can I do like a quick insight check if you wouldn't mind?
It's a dirty 20.
It's just gross. Like, you'll use it. It's like a very sharp pointed mandible, but, you know, it's just so spidery.
What kind of dagger is it?
I just got like a plus one dagger.
Gotcha.
And I'd like to put this spider to rest. You know, Bleebleism, we just kind of put it all to rest, even if it's an animal.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, if I'm going to be a paladin in the great faith of Bleebly, I believe I should... assist you.
He'll give you the help action on a religion check.
Okay. Ooh.
18. Somewhere deep in the outer plains, there is a spider heaven. And in this spider heaven, this dead spider is gorging himself on flies and drow. Loving life. Great job.
You know, you just gotta respect all creations.
Yeah.
Even if we don't like them.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan, but hey, it was a living creature.
Yep.
Got to show it some respect.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you worship Krizik, then,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's show it respect by carving out its chest and making a small fire.
Well, I mean, it wasn't using...
It's not using any of it. So, yeah, sure. Perfect.
Listen, if we killed it, we got to make sure we use as much of it as we possibly can. Mm.
Don't waste not, what not.
Exactly.
Does Reggie have any weapons?
Not really.
I'm going to... give him my regular dusty old dagger.
Sweet!
Just in case you need to poke something,
just
buddy.
Just stabbing the air. Oh, man. If I get an opportunity to attack someone when they run by, this is going to come in real handy.
Nice.
Sweet. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, I am going to go into trance mode. So let's get a nice long rest, gang.
We doing shifts tonight?
Yes. So I'll take first shift.
Okay.
I'm taking last.
Cool. I'll go middle.
I mean, go in the middle. Perfect. You see Bouncicles, sets his blades down, kind of makes like a little bed out of webs. It's like,
fluff some up.
This will be fine. Yeah, he's fluffing a web. Get like a little pillow going here. Night, everyone.
Night, Bouncicles.
Long rest to you all.
Good night, Bouncicles.
Yeah, Theo, you are up first. I'll say you're kind of flipping through that Tome of Understanding, going through more of this like war maneuvers and all this stuff.
I think Theo is sitting against like a rock with his knees up where the book is there, and he's got one hand on a gun and reading.
Go ahead, make a perception or investigation check for me.
At disadvantage, right?
Disadvantage because it is very dark. Actually, you know what? Let me see, because
we would have a campfire going.
I was going to say, Reggie's like up with you. Oh, no, he doesn't have any light spells. Never mind. Sorry.
It's a nine.
Yeah, it's just dark as shit. And every once in a while, you just hear like, you're kind of like a little panicky. You're getting through some of the chapters of the book. There's like a lot of really interesting articles about like gaining the high ground in a fight. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Ironic that we're in a cave.
Yeah. As you read that, you're like looking up at how you're at like the bottom of this big cavern. Yeah, I'll say at the end of your watch, you can see Reggie still kind of scanning around with his like little blindfold on, with the fake eyes painted on it. Yeah, you are good to go. Nothing yet. It's creepy, but you're up. Anything you'd like to do during your watch, and kind of like during your downtime?
I mean, basically just still working on Executioner's Hand because of all the shitty shots.
Yeah.
And the jamming.
You like clean some spider gunk out of it.
Yeah.
Little bits of goo and Weber in one of the chambers.
I'm looking at Judge's Sentence trying to do that. I'm looking at Executioner's Hand to try and figure out the differences between the two guns.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
make a Tinker's Tool check for me.
Not great. That'll be an 8.
Yeah, they really do just look like twin pistols. I'll say that what you would notice from your sister's gun is that she's a little bit more finesse with the metallurgy elements of it.
Yep.
It's a little smoother in certain points. It doesn't have any of the... there's like parts of your gun where you can see it jamming on hers. It's like so smooth and like well made.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the end of your watch, you see Glebnor come out of his little puddle form, ready to relieve you.
Go get some sleep.
All right.
I'll take care of this.
All right. Don't go far. Make sure if anything comes near me, you kill it.
Big flat.
There we go.
What you doing?
I'm going to widen in a semicircle around the crew.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Yeah.
But like enough.
A crescent moon of goo.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to tinker with my pamphlets.
Okay. Sure.
If I can't just make some more. Maybe add some information.
Let me get a sleight of hand check.
Some of the newer feats and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's 26.
Roll a D100 for me.
31?
You make 31 pamphlets. You have a little bit of metal left over. They're finely etched. What new details are you adding to the mythos of Bleebly?
Battle of the Bands. Super obsessed with hairdos. What else? Very constitutional stomach for chowders and stapled together sandwiches.
Same thing. I see. I imagine like Theo kind of
new gun.
Yeah, Theo hands off the Tome of Understanding to you, so you can flip it with a pseudopod while you're carving into some stuff. Give me just an investigation check, if you would.
6.
Yeah, this book is so many big words. It's stupid. It's like,
there's no pictures in this.
There's
thing.
There's nothing. You're flipping through. There's like a map every once in a while, or like a family tree where like it's just so many names in a row. It's just not worth looking at. Completely boring. Fuck this book.
Yeah.
Pamphlet time.
Yeah.
And as you finish up your round of the watch, give me a perception check if you would.
14.
14. You do not have the dark vision problems that poor Theo does. So you're able to see around the camp with your little campfire. It seems that you can still hear the little skittering around, but it seems that all these insects are instinctively keeping away from the open flame of your campfire.
Nice.
You're safe for now. And at the end of your watch, Teluga, you see that Glibnor has made a brand new stack of pamphlets.
Oh my goodness. He's been busy.
There's a kind of a rambling middle paragraph about how great a ponytail is. It's like really specific, and it kind of like structures out how the followers of Bleebly, if able, should sport a ponytail.
Of course.
Seems a bit targeted, but all right.
And yeah, a lot about how good he is at eating chowder.
He did muscle that chowder down.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can relieve Glebnor of his watching duty.
All right, son, go back to bed.
Good night, Daddy.
Tuck him in and kiss him on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
So quick to go to sleep.
Yeah, Teluga, what would you like to do on your watch?
I would like to take out the book that had the name Gluck-Lack on it.
Okay.
And read some of it, see what I can figure out.
Sure. Let me get either an insight or investigation check.
Insight it is. Really want to learn about my son's history, so dirty 20.
Fuck. Okay, dirty 20.
Spill the info.
Okay. A lot of this is like very textbook stuff. It's like alchemical formulas for the creation of slimes and oozes. It's pretty complicated, and there's a lot of like really in-depth ingredients needed to create a slime. But as you're like flipping through it, it doesn't seem like this book could make anything even close to as complicated and amazing as Glebnor. But I will say with a dirty 20, there is also some like rambling chapters that don't seem to really fit the rest of the theme of this book. Most of the scientific study in this book is really about oozes and slimes, but there is an entire chapter all about theoretical space travel. And the creation of propulsion systems needed to achieve liftoff through layers of Aeona's ozone. It seems that not only was this strange, weird scientist interested in the creation of slimes, but also in how to leave the terraforma of this planet and enter into the stars.
Huh. I'm going to bunny ear that chapter. Maybe I come back to this, but it's time for me to make breakfast.
Very true. Can I get a sleight of hand or performance to make a nice big breakfast for everyone?
It's another dirty 20. I want to take Cobbler out, get his plate ready.
Yep.
I want to get another little further away from us.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put another plate out.
Okay. And my spidery boys.
Yes. And I'm just going to start cooking with a dirty 20.
You are chopping up onion and tomato nice and fine, throwing in this little pan. You hear that little sizzle. And as you're like whipping up this nice morning feast, the smell wafting through the caverns, you see more of these little spiders start to creep out. And even though they maybe fear the flame, they are drawn to the delicious smell of a home-cooked breakfast.
And I put some on the plate. And again, as they start eating that, I also try to hand feed them again.
Okay, animal handling check.
11.
Okay, 11. They keep their distance from you. They wait for you to drop the food before they take any nibbles. You can see at one point, the 11, I'll say Cobbler has like a little sous chef hat on. He's kind of just sitting around, but a spider gets too close to him. He floats up and just lands on the spider, crushing it.
Cobbler!
Cobbler looks at you, blinks twice.
Some of the spiders kind of skitter
into the dark. And as the rest of you all wake up to this delicious breakfast being cooked, what would you guys like to do?
Breakfast time, everyone. Wake up, wake up. I start banging pots and pans.
I'm going to pepper a few over to it.
Yeah, of course.
As he's waking us up with the pots and pans, it's just like, you just see Theo jump up with two guns. What?
Breakfast.
All right. Puts one gun away.
As I say breakfast, I want to be lifting Cobbler up and just kind of wiping the spider guts off of the under.
What happened to Cobbler?
He got into a little tussle. He's all right, though.
All right, as long as it's okay.
Cobbler floats back into the bag of holding.
Oh, this smells delicious, Teluga. A fine breakfast.
Thank you. I tried really hard.
I'm going to get a plate here. Let me just... Oh, come on. I mean, what do you even say? So good.
He's the best chef I know. So.
All right, well, we probably...
You mean it?
Second only to mommy.
Yeah, Well, Meemaw makes a great taco, but outside of that, I really haven't had any of her other food. You've made multiple things. So, in that sense, you're the best chef I know.
I'm so flattered.
It runs in the family, Toluga. Good stuff.
Oh, you're making me blush.
I guess I'm just having this nice moment in the middle of a spider den.
I still have my gun up.
Okay. You see, Bounce Squeeze is like, we probably should find a way out of here, though. I guess this is so hard for me.
You haven't been here?
I haven't been here. I don't know the path.
It's all right.
Let me check my map here. I don't know. We're kind of in a weird spot here. I think we're going to have to kind of push northeast and then maybe start hopefully ascending.
What if, to light this whole place up, we just burn everything?
Okay, but we're still in
here.
We're
here.
It'd be fine. Just burn it all.
I mean, I've got Firebolt, baby.
Well, hold on, Reggie. Let's not, you know, backup plan in case anything goes south.
Okay.
What's
the first plan then?
Spider puppet.
There's like four other plans. That spider puppet is nowhere on those plans.
Damn it.
All right, Toluga, what is your plan?
We just keep going that way. And I point to the only path forward.
I mean,
is that the only path forward?
To be fair, there is just one clearly trodden path that the spider's moving on. I suppose we should take that one.
Should we all?
Don't worry, guys. I'll lead.
As a precaution, I noticed while I was taking my watch, they don't come near the fire. Mm. I have a torch. Should we all have torches?
Torch it up.
I won't take one. I might be able to.
I'm going to torch it up because I can't see shit.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
I'm going to torch two to increase the light.
Cool.
And I'm just going to headlight with my eyes.
Okay. Plenty of light for Theo now.
It's incredibly dark down here, but with a couple of torches lit and the glowing eyes of our fishy friend, you guys are going to navigate this path pretty easy. Let's make some survival checks with advantage.
Would mine be straight?
Yours is straight. Yeah. Okay. Actually, no, yours is advantage though because you have dim light now from the torches. So.
Okay.
21.
Dirty 20.
Nice. 13.
Toluga and Glebnor, you guys kind of take the front of the path here. And as you lead your little troop through, you come to the mouth of a large cavern. I'll say with those very high survival checks, you notice there's, again, picture this, a massive circular room. Each corner of this room, there are these large stone pillars jutting up out of the ground. They're maybe like 30 or 40 feet tall. And what you guys will see with those high survival checks is at the back of the room, there are two of those crypt spiders that you saw before, the one that had taken Bleebly here. They are at the top of two of these pillars in the back of the room on either side, and they're both wrapping up bodies and sticking them into this big web that kind of covers the entire back of the cavern.
Is the body wiggling?
They don't appear to be. They appear to just be just completely still bodies that are being wrapped up into this big network of webs. You only see two of these big crypt spiders, and I will say that there were a bunch of these smaller spiders at the gate ready to swing into anyone that entered the crypt, but you see that all the spiders all have little blinking eyes. They're just looking down at you, not doing anything. They're not alerting anyone to your presence. What would you guys like to do?
I'm going to reach in my bag for some food real quick. 7. It's a crud sandwich.
It's like a chicken parm, but also like a tuna fish sandwich just mushed together. Reeks.
Crud, you've done it again.
So what I do is I separate it, I remove the bread, and I make 2 separate piles for the little baby spiders.
Awesome. I will say you see the little baby spiders go. They come down off their webs. You see like they each like pick up a meatball and then just leave the cavern.
I was going to try to extend my arm to see if one would like to climb up.
Sure, give me animal handling check. One more.
12.
Yeah, you see there's one spider that has like a little just wet piece of like mayonnaise covered tuna on his back, and he's like,
hey.
Just kind of climbs up your arm a little bit.
I'd like to try and gently pet him.
Sure, give him a pet.
Is that animal
handling? Yes, animal handling.
On arm strike.
I was really into the petting. 24.
Yeah, I mean, as gently as you can pet a spider, you do.
little heart emoji. Love him.
Yeah.
Guys, I got friendship plus one on this one.
Can I get a stealth check from the group?
Dirty 20.
Okay.
16?
5. Okay. Taluga, as you're having this like really nice moment where you're kind of like petting this smaller spider, you don't notice that there is a crypt spider behind you that is coming down the cave wall. A third. And unfortunately, it doesn't, it's going to try to bite you.
Fair.
You know, you smell of tuna and meatball right now. It's, so,
you know, I understand.
Misses on an 8, though. You just turn around as big spiky mandibles kind of crush at you, going to bite you.
Whoa!
Do we name the spider yet, Daddy? The little one?
Hold on, I'm thinking. I'm thinking hard. We'll name him Gup.
Gup?
I'm Gup.
The spider doesn't talk. I just, I'm picturing it sounds in my head.
You can either hang around with me, Gup, or you can go wander around. You're more than welcome to make home in my cape, I guess.
Cool. This is all happening while a giant spider trying to eat you. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll some initiative. They already pre-rolled for this. Okay. To set the battlefield, gentlemen, you are in this big round cavern. At the center of this room. Can I get actually a really quick round of perception checks from everybody?
And mine's straight now.
Yours is straight now because you guys have lanterns on you or torches.
13.
16.
10.
The 16, Bleebly. You look past, you can see that there are now three crypt spiders, each on top of these stone pillars in each corner of the room. In the center of the room, there's like a large, like round area of loose dirt. And in front of this like big central ring of dirt, there is a disgusting clutch of spider eggs. Looks like dozens, maybe hundreds of them. They're pulsing a little bit. But yeah, that's what you're looking at here. It's a big, gross room.
Only Theo noticed the eggs?
I'll say for right now, only Theo's noticed the eggs.
Okay.
There is one spider directly above Taluga. We'll say he's about 30 feet from you. The two spiders in the back of the room, we'll say they're about 60 feet up on these pillars. And the central area where the eggs are, we'll say it's 30 feet straight.
So I can hit all of that. So
yeah, I don't even know. I don't really know. I even give you distances. It's mostly for them.
Well, I like to know. Like,
yeah, I mean, get a little lay of the land.
Yeah, I'd like to know if I can hit them or not.
Gotcha. So Theo, you will be going first though, with Glebnor on deck.
So I know Taluga probably doesn't want to kill the spiders because he wants to befriend the spiders, and one just tried to attack him though. How does Taluga look after it tried to attack him?
Dumb fish face in front of him.
Like, so you can't read unfazed. It.
Yeah. Just unfazed. Just like, nothing happened. That was weird.
Yeah, it's chomping at your neck. just missing. Just really right above
you. Look, he's doing his best.
I'll say, without even insight check, Theo, these are giant monstrous spiders intent on killing all of you.
Cool. That helps. the one that tried to attack Taluga, I'm going to use Judge's Sentence and take a shot with Sharpshooter, so the negative 5.
Cool.
That's a nat 20.
Okay.
Critical spider.
Yikes.
So I'm going to reroll one of the damage dice. That was a 1, so 24 damage so far.
Oh, my that was, God.
But there will be one more D10. So 30 on the first hit.
What was that was an additional, how many?
Like, oh, D10? Wait, and I have to roll an additional damage dice because of piercer, so hold on.
I didn't mean to tell you that. Relax!
So anyways, the spider gets eviscerated.
So it's 38 total on the first hit.
38. Spiders have exactly 38 hit points.
And I know. Wait, so he gets to shoot again?
And I know.
Two more times.
And I know when, like, DMs say that on shows, you're like, is it really 38? If anyone would like to go home and look up the Crypt Spider from Cobalt Press, 38 hit points. Exactly. Okay, the one that is about to bite into Taluga's neck, as it opens its mandibles wide, going to swallow his head, a bullet goes through its mouth, out the back of its head, and it falls and lands right in front of the whole party.
got that one for you.
What? I didn't even
and
see
then,
him.
Gonna swing around, shoot one of the other ones with Judge's Sentence. Perfect. Exact same thing with Sharpshooter. It's a 26, so 21.
21 hits.
Okay.
Settle down. It's the first round of combat, you maniac.
This is good, because we know what's coming.
15 damage.
Okay, 15.
And then that same... that same spider, I'm going to use Executioner's Hand. I'm going to Deadeye Shot and to give myself advantage and use the Sharpshooter feat, the negative five.
Gotcha. Unbelievable. I know it sounds like Rich is just saying gibberish. I actually understand everything he's saying. It's psychotic, but I understand it.
Does a 16 hit?
16 does hit.
Okay. 20 damage on the second hit.
Okay. That spider has 3 hit points left. As you kill one and immediately fire onto this like top of this stone pillar, you take out like one side of its legs with a bullet. You see it just falls to one side. Kind of now it's have to pull itself sideways with its remaining 4 legs. Is that your fucking turn, you maniac?
I could action surge.
Well, it depends. It really comes down to how pissed is Gleebly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
He
that's,
really doesn't like spiders.
I don't, but no.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Theo's going to run to like one of the pillars to get a little cover from it and be like, let's take these guys out. There's eggs in the middle. I don't know what we do with them. Maybe leave them, but we got to get the fuck out of here.
Eggs, you say?
Eggs. Smash and grab, daddy.
Smash and grab.
Cool. So I'll say you run.
Why did I tell them?
There's a pillar kind of in front of you, about 15 feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of near that like dirt circle, but you run up and kind of get behind the pillar to get a little bit of cover. Sweet.
Daddy.
What?
They'll imprint on us.
Well, I hope.
Glebnor, that is your turn.
So there's 60 feet from me?
There's 60 feet from you up on these pillars.
Just throw something really hard, maybe?
I'm going to use my 40 feet of movement
okay.
to go towards the one that has 3 HP.
Okay.
And then I'm going to whip my dagger from there.
Okay. As you run up, you're going to have to kind of cross near that dirt.
Mobile.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, wait. No, I'd have to dash, which would be my action.
So. No, I'm saying like you have to go by it.
Okay.
And as you run by it, unfortunately, that dirt pile starts to move.
Yeah, I knew it was a trapdoor spider the whole time.
Shut up! I have a trapdoor ambush. It's like a cool feature. Fuck you.
Son, you knew about the trapdoor spider, right?
Of course I did, Daddy.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Only a fool would see loose dirt.
You know.
In the middle of this cave with hard rock flooring.
It's like super, you didn't even know it. You didn't even know what was about to happen, so shut up. Because when you walk over my burrow, I can use my reaction to attack you with 2 impaling leg attacks.
Oh, those sound bad.
Yeah,
they don't have legs, so go ahead and impale.
Okay. Let's see here. The creature is considered a surprise target for both attacks. If one or both attacks hit and the target is a medium or smaller creature, then we will go into a strength contest. So let me make both of my impaling leg attacks first and see if these hit. These are at advantage from Ambusher.
I have a question.
Yes.
Now I know this thing's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like 2 giant spider legs come out of the dirt and go to impale you.
Okay.
Let's see. It's a 26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit me.
And a nat 1. Oh, no, a 17 to hit. Sorry, I have advantage.
They'll both hit me.
Okay. I take 17 piercing damage.
Ouch.
That's a lot of damage.
Should have raged first.
And because both hit, you're going to take an extra 11 piercing damage.
That really hurts.
Really should have raged, son. I didn't think why you ran in there not raging.
Well, because I assume this trapdoor spider's not the final boss spider.
It is. It's huge. The legs were like the size of like telephone poles.
Okay.
It just came out of the dirt and went to go through you. Again, you're like jelly. So being impaled is jelly. It's not, it's kind of fine.
It hurts,
it hurts, but you know. And let me just see here. So make a athletics check for me.
26.
Okay. I can't beat that.
Champion.
You can automatically move 5 feet away from it.
To which I.
Any direction you would like to go.
Yeah. Don't.
Okay. Tight. Cool. That is your turn. You just used your movement, right?
Yeah.
So you're in front of this thing.
Are its legs exposed?
Its legs are exposed. They're inside you, and now you can see, like, coming out of the dirt, a massive
spider. What size is this spider?
That's a great question. Let's find out.
You gonna try to grip up this spider?
Depends on how big it is.
Why must you grip my big boy? He is a large beast.
Oh, excellent. I would like to grip to my loo.
Okay, you want to do an athletics check here? Grip to my loo.
Can you beat a 16?
Let's see here. It's only an 11.
Gripped!
How
far did I get?
You got 20 feet.
I'm going to drag him back 20 feet.
Away from his little pit?
Yep.
Okay. So dragging something has your movements. You can drag him out 10, though.
10. So I'm 10 feet closer to daddy.
Yeah, I'll say you, as these eight legs come up out of the dirt, you make eight tendrils and wrap around those legs and drag this sand spider out of its burrow out into the light.
And I'm going to rage.
Sure. Perfect. Okay. Webnor has dragged a, like, barn-sized spider out of the ground.
Man, daddy, look what I found!
Oh my god, imagine if we recruited that one.
Have you heard about Blee Blee?
Okay, that is the Grip Spiders. Absolute maniacs.
A spider that's in the ground. Have you heard of Blee Blee?
Who's telling them?
I don't know.
We have followers, 500 plus.
There's another those little spiders must have been hearing.
I know, they heard. I was he making was working pamphlets on all night.
Yeah, one of those bodies that they were wrapping up probably told them about Blee Blee before they were making them dinner.
Okay. All right. So I had to make I made two web attacks with the Crypt Spiders. They're just like firing spider webs over at everyone. They've both come down off their pillars and are now moving toward the group.
Is one of them moving?
One of them moving completely sideways. He kind of just plops like down. Actually, you know what? Before roll for him, because I did describe his legs getting shot off. I'm gonna roll a d6 because he has to plop off the pillar. He's got 3 hit points left. Let's see if he dies.
Tight.
3 exactly. Fuck my life. Okay.
Wow, way to kill 2 spiders in one round.
One of my spiders is going to make a web attack. He did get a nat 20, though. He is going to fire at Toluga.
Wait, why?
Can
I deflect missile his web?
I think we use that for spells. And it's not like a bead. It's like a net of web. Okay, pretty
well, you know. Lucky.
I could lucky.
If you would like to use your new magical Blee Blee magic to...
But I could use it for something more important, like the spider eggs.
You could. I'm giving you the option.
I'll take the hit.
Okay, so you were just restrained.
Or...
that's it?
Yeah, it doesn't do any damage. Oh, okay. You just get restrained by it.
Never mind then.
No worries.
Also, you have warding flare.
Oh, isn't that... That is a range, though, right? Certain radius, or is it... Yeah, within 30 feet.
He's 60.
He's further out. Okay. Thanks for reminding. I always forget I have that.
Yeah.
All right, Toluga, that is your turn. You are wrapped up in a bunch of spider webs.
Let me love you, god damn it!
If you would like, you can use an action to break out. It's a DC 13 strength check. And I'll say with your slippery feature, you will have advantage on it.
Yeah, I'll use my action to break out.
Okay, go ahead. DC 13 strength check with advantage.
Bonus action, hug the sand spider.
I got 13 exact.
Tight. You bust right out of this thing. What'd you like to do?
I'm only left with a bonus action. Might as well run up and start punching the big spider. Don't stab my son, you weirdo!
Yeah, you use your movement to run up, and now you and Glebnor are fighting off a massive fucking spider. Glebnor looks hurt. He had just 2 legs go through his body and, like, rip tons of goo out.
24 to hit.
24 hits?
For 7 bludgeoning.
Tight.
Let him go!
Giant, ungodly creature. That will be Bouncicle's turn. Bouncicle's runs up to you, Theo, and he's like, Blee Blee, what should I do?
Help them.
Good call! He is going to run by... And I'll say he'll make a gore attack. He goes into a charge. He's going to run 10 feet and make his gore attack. Oh, Bouncer, please. He got an 8.
runs at the spider, goes to gore. His horns get stuck in its thorax, and he's like, "Oh no, oh no!" And he's getting pulled up it's by it.
Performance anxiety. He's just got so nervous around
him. I don't want to let you guys down. He's getting yanked around by this huge spider. That will be Reggie. What's our boy Reggie gonna do? Every time I like forget Reggie has like such a crazy spell list. I think just seeing how badly hurt Glebnor is, he's going to cast aid. So he's going to give
thank you, kind Reggie.
Yeah, Toluga, Glebnor, and Theo. You all get 5 temporary hit points.
Am I in range of that?
I don't know if it's touch. It's a 30-foot range. Okay. So yeah, he's within. You guys are all kind of at the front of this cavern, sort of. So yeah, that'll be his action, and that'll be it. Okay. Reggie's like, "This is crazy. You guys got this, though. I believe in you." Kind of gets behind a little rock. He's like, not really that even well hidden, but he's just yelling out, trying to help. Okay, that is the big boy. He is going to see that Toluga has run up and punched him.
Bring it, bitch!
He is going to use his multi-attack to make 2 impaling leg attacks and 1 bite.
I wish you would.
So gross. Really upsetting. 12.
Ha! You suck.
27.
Okay, maybe.
You're going to take 10 piercing damage.
That one kind of hurt a bit.
And then it's going to try to bite you. You smell delicious.
I do smell good.
Is a 15 hit?
No, it doesn't, you freak.
It's got one leg like through your fucking thigh. It's trying to bite you as you're bashing this thing away, punching it in the mouth. Dope. That is my big sand spider. Theo, that is your turn.
All right. So the other one that came down, the crypt spider.
Yeah, it's kind of like across the way, but with totally in range of all your guns.
Yeah. So I'm going to judge's sentence, -5.
Cool.
That's going to miss. I'll do the exact same thing again, but I'll use Deadeye Shot.
Cool.
23 down to an 18.
Yeah, that definitely hits. These guys have 15 armor.
Gonna reroll the damage dice, which was a great idea. So 21 damage on the first hit.
Okay. And then your bonus action or movement.
Bonus action is Executioner's Hand. I'm going to do the same thing, the -5.
Cool.
20 to hit.
Yeah, that's
22 damage on that one.
Describe how you fucking riddle this spider with bullets before it can do what it's about to do.
Basically snap up the judge's sentence and try and shoot I was gonna just try and take out one of the legs, but it missed, so then I was just like, fuck it, and then just 1-2 right into 2 of its eyes in the head, and it drops. And because I killed it with Executioner's Hand, due to the nature of Executioner's Hand, I get my marksman shots back.
Tight. We really had fun homebrewing the fuck out of this gun. When you get kills with it, it refills your trick shot meter. So, fuck me. Okay. My crypt spiders are dead. They had a little really cool thing they were going to do, but everyone dodged their webs mostly and immediately shot them. So, Theo, dynamite darn. Glebnor, that is you.
Action, sir.
No! No!
Yes! Please, God!
Someone help! Someone call Wizards of the Coast! I'm getting bullied on my own show!
Judge's sentence. I'm going to shoot...
Big Boy Spider, my main guy.
Big Boy Spider, sure. At advantage with Deadeye, with the -5, which will be 20 to hit.
20 will hit? What is this? What's happening?
18 damage.
Okay. Didn't love it. Luckily, he's much hardier.
I get 1 more, right?
Yeah, second attack.
All right. And then basically the exact same thing.
Cool.
Does an 18 hit?
18 does hit. This is stressful. I'm stressed.
22 damage on the second hit.
Okay. What do I do?
Survive.
You see that Theo just bombs around this pillar and just starts taking out spiders. He riddles one with bullets. It falls off. It was charging from its pillar, completely destroyed. And then he starts just going for the legs of this big guy. He takes out a full back leg as bits of spider chitin just fly on the ground. One of them kind of, it like tumbles into some of the eggs, almost crushing some of them. It's looking gross.
And you just hear Theo go, "I hate spiders."
Yeah, clearly.
Wow. It's like an incredibly cool moment, but also a moment of pure panic as Bleebly is firing wildly into the crowd. That will be Glebnor.
I will. I wouldn't know if spiders are weak to acid, would I?
You can make like an insight check if you'd like.
I don't know shit. Five.
Yeah. I also, yeah, this thing has no weird things like that. You're good to go on that.
I'm going to two-hand vicious great axe it.
Okay, go for it.
Does a 13 hit?
13 misses, unfortunately.
Boo-hoo. Wait, I'm going to go reckless.
Okay, yeah, roll with advantage.
26 for sure hits.
26
it.
Definitely hits.
3, plus I'm going to divine. So that's 10, and then I'm going to sneak attack it.
Cool. Oh, no, you don't get sneak attack on the axe.
Oh, yeah, nope, you're right, yeah. Sorry. So 10.
10, still fucking a lot.
2 damage. Radiant, if that matters.
It does not.
Burns eyes a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of like hack away at this thing. It's real bright, so the giant spider kind of reels back at the light coming off your axe. So it looks pretty hungry. All my crypt spiders are dead. Thank you, Rich. That will be Telugo with Bounsticles on deck.
I'm going to take out my quarterstaff.
Go for it.
Like, you guys just, it would have been fine if you just let me love you, and then you could have came back to Sloople Drip. Everything would have been okay. 18.
18 hits.
For 5, and then I'm going to bonus action flurry.
Okay.
One of those is a nat 20.
Okay.
For 7. The other is a 21.
That'll hit.
For 7.
Okay.
I'm like, you could have came back to Sloople Drip. Everything would have been great. You would have been fed.
You're just beating the shit out of a giant spider.
But no, you had to stab my son.
Bouncicles is underneath the spider like, "Let me go, fiend." He's trying to stab into it.
I forgot. Plus 2 on mine.
Oh, from the rage. Perfect. Let me just do that real quick.
My apologies.
No, please. Hey. So you got a lot of hit points. You're going to want to try to get as many of them down as quickly as possible. I understand.
That's where Theo comes in.
Yeah. This is. I need to. I got to really change tactics here and start putting a bunch of bullshit in the back line to fuck with Theo.
What? You don't like my combat style?
It's psychotic. Bouncicles hits with one of his short sword attacks for a nice 7 damage.
Oh my god, Bouncicles.
I'm cutting him!
You're doing it!
You can see as Bouncicles cuts into the bottom of this spider sack, just like green goo pours all over him. He's like, "I wish I hadn't cut him! I've made a huge mistake!" As it's cutting wildly. That is going to be Reggie's turn.
What's wrong with green goo?
Oh no, my bad, man! I didn't know! You've really confounded Bouncicles. Let's see what little Reggie's going to do. Reggie is going to cast Haste on Glebnor.
Speedy.
Glebnor, you feel this clockwork magic spinning around your eyes as you are getting so fucking fast. You just start, like, vibrating with energy.
God, he's charging up. I've only seen him like this when he had a soda.
You have a plus 2 to your AC, you have advantage on dex saves, and you get an additional attack on each of your turns.
Ooh, boy.
One weapon attack only, unfortunately.
That's fine.
But, yeah. Okay, cool. And he will hold concentration on that. That is my big boy. He is going to make his multi-attack. He's actually going to make, again, he's Telugo, you're going after his this creature's eggs. So she is going to make her multi-attack and make 2 impaling leg attacks on you.
I will be
you.
The better parent. I have a better track record already.
Proof.
Okay, it hits with a 27, but then gets a nat 1, as you say, better parent. For some reason, somehow, across the languages, that somehow really hurt the feelings of this giant trapdoor spider.
You know, you could have just stopped. We could talk it out like 2 reasonable single parents.
17 piercing damage as a giant spider leg goes through your fucking guts and rips it out. And then she's gonna make a bite attack on Bouncicles. Oh, my poor boy, Bouncicles.
You leave our Bouncicles alone.
Bouncicles takes 17 piercing damage and 15 poison damage.
Hold on.
Oh! Ow! he has plenty of hit points, but he's not loving it. You see, like, as it this giant spider impales Tulug and kind of flings him aside, it puts its, like, big mandibles under its own body and rips Bouncicles off of it, throws it on the ground, starts biting at him, and he's like, she's going for my neck! That's my whole neck! He's just trying to fight off the spider. Theo, that is your turn with Glebnor on deck.
How's the spider looking?
He's looking hurt. You could possibly take this out on your turn. But it does look, this was a much beefier spider than the crypt spiders you were shooting off the pillars.
Gotcha. Judge's sentence with the sharpshooter.
Cool.
15, I'm assuming, misses.
15 just hits.
Oh, wow. 17 on the first hit.
Oh, okay.
The silence and anticipation of the rolls.
I know, it's really upsetting.
I'm going to use my lucky to reroll that.
Okay. you use a little burst of Bleebly magic to readjust your aim a little.
27 to hit.
That'll do it.
23 damage.
Okay. I'm not doing well over here.
And then last one. That's gonna miss.
Okay.
Thank God, since Ryan.
Well, now you got a hasted...
I know, I don't even know why I'm like all happy. Like, literally, Glebnor goes next. Glebnor, this thing is on its last legs. It had 8 of them to start, but man, is it down to a few. It is riddled with bullet holes. Its whole face is bruised from being punched in, and it's got axe wounds on it. What would you like to do?
A whoop whoop, I'm going to split its wig. With a 22 with the great axe to hit?
That'll hit.
For 17 damage.
Could you please describe to me how you kill this giant trapdoor spider?
So I'll form arms,
mm-hmm,
and just really overhand split its wig.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go right through its head in 2 pieces.
I will say that as you slice through its head, there is this burst of divine magic with the power of Bleebly behind it. There is this searing light that almost cauterizes each half of the spider's face.
Oh, keep it fresh.
And then there's a shockwave that goes down its back as its whole abdomen splits open. And
that's
this creature
my boy.
Falls in half.
A real King Solomon.
We are now out of initiative. Guys, that was too much.
Open the bag, Daddy. Open
what are
the bag.
You guys doing to
Why?
Me?
Why?
We're going to start eggs. Eggs in the bag.
Eggs don't go in the... Nothing can breathe in the bag.
Eggs don't breathe? Do eggs breathe? Do I not know about eggs?
You know nothing about eggs, son.
You can see that now the cavern has finally gone quiet at the end of this combat. But you can see the eggs are starting to...
All right, well, hold on. I got to get over there quick.
Quick, let them imprint on you.
I get over there and I try to help these eggs hatch.
Okay.
You can put those.
Do you sit on them?
He's gonna put those caked up cheeks on them, warm them.
Would Tulug know not to sit on spider eggs?
Yes.
Okay.
You got a caked up fucking ass. You know that that'll be trouble. You see,
I was hoping Tulug would think like just like a bird.
Yeah.
Reggie runs over to Tulug and he's like, "You're going to be a wonderful spider father."
You mean it?
He's going to cast enhance ability on you and give you owl's wisdom, so you now have advantage on your animal handling check. You can also give yourself guidance. We're going to call this a DC 17.
Can I give him the help action?
He already has help advantage, so he doesn't really need it.
All double. Right.
DC 17 animal handling check.
Okay. Hold on. Let me roll the 2 dice first. All right. It's pretty much guaranteed. It's a dirty 20. To me, my children!
Oh, no. Thousands of baby spiders, I assume.
Go ahead and roll 10d100.
Jesus!
It's an entire clutch.
466. It's not that much.
466 times 8. Can I get someone to do some math for me real quick?
Harder.
Times 8. 8 times 48.
3,728.
3,728 eyes look up at you, blinking love, adoration in their eyes.
Oh, beautiful. You guys are beautiful. All of you children are wonderful.
Glebnor, I don't think I have enough bullets.
No. Mounted unit.
Now I know as you've hatched, you're all probably very hungry. Here's a meal.
And I point the book by Susan will talk about this.
You point to the corpse?
Well, yes, that's how spiders function.
All of the spiders?
The mother spider dies because the baby spiders feed off
all of these spiders look up at you with blinking, loving eyes, stream past all of you. Theo, they're like going over your shoes and your boots and shit.
I jump on Glebnor's back.
I catch him.
Like Reggie's trying to like climb up Bouncicles to get away from them, and they all start feasting on this spider.
Look at them. Nature's beautiful.
It's and something.
It's how the mother would want it, too.
Okay. What?
Theo, the book by Susan. Mounted units. Look.
Okay.
Can I look through the...
Yeah, you flip through
General
the...
General Susan's book.
You look through Susan's book. There is an entire section on the benefits of mounted cavalry, and like how you can use a mounted combat unit to break shield walls. There is lots of intel in here on, but you can see Bouncicle is like, what are we going to do with all? That's a lot of spiders. Do you think they would return with me?
I think they probably would.
Yeah. Can you swing my Slooble Drip on the way home?
I was planning on it.
Yeah, they'd love that.
I needed
that.
Some of that delicious chowder I've heard so much about.
This guy's got good taste.
Ooh, I don't know what that was. Okay.
Can I, like, try to discern from any one of these if there's, like, one I particularly have taken a liking to?
The runt of the litter, perhaps?
Give me an insight check, please.
Do I want to lucky this? Is a real question.
Of course you do.
Okay, I'm luckying this. Guidance.
Go ahead.
It's a dirty 20.
The dirty 20. There is one very intelligent, seems to be leader of this little brood. He wipes his tiny spider mouth of all the goo that he has just consumed. Kind of saunters up to you with all eight legs and looks at you lovingly. It's making small noises. You said it was a 20 insight?
Yeah, it was a dirty 20 on the insight.
Mama.
You can tell that this thing will do whatever you command it. What would you like to name your favorite spider of your 400 and some odd spiders?
466.
Okay. I'll write it down.
I already did.
We're going to name it Luga.
Luga.
Gup Luga?
Well, this one seems smartest. I was going to name the other one P. Gup P.
Makes sense.
But this guy, I like the cut of this one's jib.
Does like a little dance.
Man, this guy rules.
You guys see like a little spider just like shuffling around.
Brother! Or sister?
As you say brother or sister, make like either an animal handling or persuasion check for me, Glebnor.
Harvard, are you taking this one with you?
This one's coming with. I'm assuming Gup has had his fill with me.
Yeah.
Six? To persuade it to be my family?
All these spiders just surround you. They cover your body.
I jump off of Glebnor.
They tickle.
Okay. Luga, if you would like, you can come with me. And I like put down my hands in like a platform.
Yeah, he does a little like moonwalk onto your hand.
Oh my god, he's so stylish.
He winks at Glebnor.
Oh my god.
I like this guy.
This guy's got guspa. Luga, this is Gup. I'm not sure if he wants to come along or if he'd like to stay in the cave.
Gup kind of climbs out, and then like just runs over to the corpse to start eating at the dead body.
All right,
going back to Slooble Drip with the rest.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Bouncicles.
That's good. Keep the even 466.
Can I actually get a perception check at this point as you guys are kind of looking around this big cavern?
11.
Okay.
12.
22.
22. You can see that you did notice that like the back of this big cavern wall was like really covered in thick web. But as you kind of approach and look up, you can see that this like web spiraling almost like ladder leads all the way up to a little dot of light at the very top of this cavern.
Well, I think that's our way out, boys.
Seems to be.
Bounce clears. I think this is good. Goodbye.
I promise all of you, I will carry on my mission.
It's see you later.
That's right, it is.
Gonna give Bouncicles a nice handshake.
Firm handshake.
Just, keep believing, keep doing the good fight, and we will be back.
Everyone make an Arcana religion check? as Bouncicles stares at his hand, glowing with Bleebly's light.
7 religion?
Well, it's a 6 religion.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll guidance it.
13?
There is definitely a strange magic. You can tell that you're not totally sure what.
I used religion.
Okay, that's fine.
So
you could.
If it changes any of the description.
It's definitely Bleebly magic. He basically, you can't tell which one, but you've like given spellcasting ability to this Minotaur man here.
Well, I've been touched by Bleebly's hand. And I will use this hand to lead these spiders back to Sloobledrip.
Yeah, tell them the tale of how they can take care of these spiders as if they were their own family.
The Firebelly dwarves have raised many of these strange spiders. I'm sure that they have no problem using these.
I think it was more directed towards the Kuotoas.
Oh, the Kuotoa, yes. They may try to eat them.
Maybe tell them not to eat them and then go see if you can recruit a Firebelly for us.
Sure, perfect.
Tell them they should be protected by the light of Bleebly.
Tell them Bleebly has blessed these spiders.
Oh, perfect.
And don't forget to educate the spiders on the way back about
Bleebly.
Oh,
by the way, yeah, here's a pamphlet. And I, like, take, like, 3 pamphlets.
I will read it to them every night.
And I'm like, I give 2 to the Bouncicles, and I put 1 down for, like, all the spiders to pass around.
They all just kind of swarm around it. It disappears in a sea of black legs.
God, they're adorable.
They're lovely.
There's something.
It's been such a magical journey with all of you.
I aggressively hug Bouncicles.
Please. Please bring it all in.
I'm bringing it in, big man. Oh, come here.
You don't understand. I never thought I would get to do more than bounce, and you guys gave me a mission and a quest and a new faith. I cannot thank you all enough.
Well, we can't thank you enough, Bouncicles. Finally, I got to practice my Minotaur with someone I could call a brother.
Brother. He gives you the strongest predator handshake the world has ever seen.
I meet it.
And yeah, you guys see Bouncicles is like,
come now, children of Bleebly.
Make sure
we must return to Sloobledrip.
Tell Dorian we said thanks for letting us use you.
I will, but it's definitely coming out of my vacation time.
Hold
She's
on,
gonna
real
be
quick.
Pissed.
Can I find like the biggest one in the litter?
Sure. Let me get like an animal handling or inside check.
24.
One of the spiders has fully eaten one of the dead corpse spiders. It's just like real fat. It's got like a big, weird, like bulbous kind of spider head. And it turns up he's like a big, like a fat dog is looking at you.
I look at that one. You will belong to Frick.
I'll let Frick know that the big round one is his.
And tell him to take care of it, because it will be his test for Bleebly. And being I called him the tip, right?
Yes.
The tip.
Okay. Little round one, you will carry the tip. What would you like to name this one, Taluga?
Something fierce and mighty.
I know.
You know?
It's tough to name a new pet.
I think our god should name this one.
Bleebly, what will this disgusting round creature be called?
Can I name it?
You know what?
Well, workshop something. What are you thinking, son?
What do you get?
Plob.
Oh, fuck you, Mark.
Hold on.
What is... How do I spell...
You got any other names?
Plelp.
Plelp?
Okay, we need something that'll strike fear, son.
Plelp.
Lulbly.
Come on, son.
Kneel before Pelp.
Come on, son.
Theeplool.
Theeplool. You'll be dubbed Theeplool.
Theeplool.
Theeplool. It does have a quite nice ring to it.
Goodbye, Theoploop. And all of you horrible little creatures.
Hey?
I'm sorry. I don't like them. I think they're going to get to my servos
in
the gears. They're
adorable.
Their legs are too skinny. It's weird.
Look at that one. And I point to one that has a little dewdrop on its head, like a little hat.
Oh, you're right. That one is kind of cute. It looks like morning dew.
And look at Luga just breaking it down.
You see as a spider just like doing like little breakdance moves on your shoulder.
This one's something special.
I think Theo's trying to climb up already.
Yeah, you guys look at that. Theo's just climbing a web trying to get to the top.
Okay, there goes our god. We gotta go.
Come, children, to me.
You guys see... just a sea of spiders following a Minotaur back into the Underdark as you begin your ascent into the Brendini Highlands. And that's where we're going to end tonight's episode. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.